When the world ends, who will write the epilogue? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The name of the company is Terra Vivos, and the video on the website takes you below the cornfields of the heartland to a large bunker capable of surviving Armageddon.
The biggest catastrophe I think we face is not nuclear. It's anarchy.
Robert Vecino is refitting a network of old military doomsday shelters.
We have one in Nebraska that is going to accommodate 1,000 people.
Wow.
That one can withstand a 50-megaton blast within 6 miles.
Oh, well, that's nothing compared to the converted Soviet armory he has in Central Europe.
It's 250,000 square feet. It's under 400 feet below a limestone mountain carved out of the mountain. It's got over 5 kilometers of chambers and halls that can accommodate 2,000 people. It's so big you could park 72 747s inside.
And for $25,000, you can own a piece of it, fully stocked with power, food, and water to last a year, so that whether there's an economic collapse, a giant solar flare, or the Almighty just decides he's had enough, you're ready.
They're kind of like a 4-star underground hotel with security forces, and I should mention a third of our members are active duty either police or military, then they will defend their ground.
Because it's true, the Bible says the meek shall inherit the earth, but that only can happen if they live through whatever kills off the present owners. The website is terravivos.com. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.